Moreton Bay's home of classic hits, 101.5 FM. And talking politics, the election is pretty much dusted and over. Some seats are still being counted. One of the seats not being counted anymore. That, Terry Young, member for Longman, is still only a couple hundred votes. Terry Young, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Shane. Great to be here, mate.
You're looking forward now to the next 4 years, 3 years, whatever it is, but the next term of Parliament. It's going to be an interesting one for you, together with the Nationals and the Liberals calling a divorce for the moment, which may be, seem a bit sad to you. I don't know. We'll find out shortly. But how do you think you'll handle it? And do you think you might get a ministry?
At this early stage, Shane, very, very early days. So I can't really comment on either. I think at some stage that the differences will be overcome sometime during the term. I don't think we need to worry about it this early in the term, to be honest with you, mate. I think that we've had a good marriage for a long time. And I don't think it's a divorce. I think it's a temporary separation.
And congratulations on the seat of Longman. Against the tide of a lot of members, good members, really terrific senators and members of the House of Representatives have lost their seats. Sadly, maybe the end of the career for some of those. Some of them may bounce back, who knows? But you've hung in there. You're still there. How do you feel?
Look, it was a very, very, very grueling campaign, and the count taking nearly 3 weeks is extremely draining on everyone. Not just me, but obviously my opponent would have been the same, because it's up, down, you're in front, you're behind, it's all over the place. It was so close for a long time. And I've got to say, it's very humbling to be re-elected for a third term. I really look forward to getting some things done for the people of Longman, like I've done for the last 6 years. And there's a lot more breath in the old dog yet, Shane. You know, I'm only 57, so still got a lot of work life in front of me. So as long as the people of Longman will have me, then I'll continue to serve them.
You have got a long way to go, and the next term, a certainty now. What will be some of the first things you'll be doing to get the economy moving in this town, this city, your electorate? What are some of the things we can look forward to, maybe announcement-wise, or maybe things you just go to try to spur people into creating some economic activity, selling some goods?
Well, the difficult part is, of course, is that I'm in opposition. So the unfortunate part about opposition is you spend most of your time scrutinising the government of the day's policies.
Sure.
And trying to raise amendments that you think will improve the outcomes, because that, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about outcomes for the Australian people. I really, locally, will be going, as I have been, I speak to a lot of young people, particularly at schools, and I really like to encourage them, because we don't have a great university completion rate in this electorate. But, you know, I finished school in grade 10 myself, Shane, and there's going to be a lot of people out there who finish grade 10 or grade 12, but I want them to know that you can be successful in life, regardless of whether you have a university degree or not. And if someone is wired academically, then I am all for go and get yourself a degree and further your career that way. But there is more than one pathway to success. And I want to really emphasise that to all the young people out there who aren't academic, but will make great tradies or whatever they want to do. Hairdressers, it doesn't matter. There are more than one pathway to success. And that's very important for me to make sure that I instill that in our young people.
What other visions do you have on the horizon that you'd like to perhaps talk a bit more about?
Oh, look, I suppose things like infrastructure is a big thing for me. We're a fast-growing community. You know, I was really disappointed that Labor didn't match a lot of the election commitments that I was able to get. One of them was, of course, the $74 million for the Buchanan Road overpass. I think that's crucial. We've got Caboolture West. They've already started turning dirt. They'll be building houses there soon. And before we know it, there'll be all these people trying to drive up Caboolture River Road and through the shopping centre and try and snake underneath that crazy little bridge that always floods, train bridge and underpass, and go out to the highway. Well, we need four lanes all the way and it's smooth transition. We don't need people gridlocked before they even get on the highway. And that's a whole other story as the highway. It just needs a lot of work.
Every summer it happens all the time. We're always getting reports coming in. There's gridlock.
Yep.
Any other big issues you'd like to tackle head on?
The homeless crisis as well as the housing crisis.
That's a national problem. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
It is.
It is a serious problem.
It is. And look, the problem is that that's purely and simply been an immigration policy. You know, the fact of the matter is that governments of all persuasions have, on average, allowed about 500,000 people into the country because we can manage that with the amount of homes that we've had. And there was a homeless problem before Labor got in last time, and I acknowledge that, but it nowhere to the extent that it is now. It's been exacerbated terribly.
If I can interrupt you, it's not just the immigration, it's everyday Australians now it's being affected. I know a manager locally, a place, living on her own, trying to keep two kids going, and she was outpriced where she was.
Look, housing's simple.
And so it's not just the immigration. I know it's a big component, and I'm not denigrating that, but it's affecting ordinary Australians as well. So it's a serious problem.
But the thing is that the whole problem stems from out of control immigration.
Indeed, so I agree with
when
that.
When you have a certain amount of homes that you build, you know, we build on average enough housing for about 280,000 people.
Mm.
We grow as a country by about 100,000. Mm. That's why the immigration rate was always between 160,000 and 180,000 per year.
I know.
It's very simple. Well, now they've allowed on average 500,000 people in over the last 3 years. And it's not going to be just immigrants who are going to be out of it, because some of the immigrants will get those houses. So that means that Australians are displaced. I don't care whether they're an immigrant or an Australian, everyone is entitled to have a home available. So I'm not against immigration. We need immigration, right? But it's got to be controlled, and you just can't allow that many people in and not expect to have a problem.
Okay. Final word. How do you feel?
I feel exhausted from the whole experience. It's just been really good. But, you know, I feel enthusiastic about the future. And I'm always someone who looks forward. I'm not going to focus on the past and dwell on the past. I think you've got to look forward always and be positive. And let's get this country back to where it needs to be. And this region and this community that I proudly serve, let's just make it the most desirable place in Australia to live.
First words from Terry Young, member for Longman. You hear it right here at 101.5.
Thanks, Shane.